Tormis, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the town of Aschaffenburg and history. Johannesburg Palace. The town of Aschaffenburg is dominated by a monumental and yet harmonious cuboid palace crowned with four corner towers, the shimmering red of Schloss Johannesburg. It was built on the orders of Mainz Archbishop and Elector Johann Schweikart, with the outer walls put up by Georg Ridinger on the banks of the Main from 1605 onwards. It replaced a medieval castle which had been partially destroyed in what's known as the Markgräflichkrieg, the Margravian War, in 1552. Parts of that castle had been restored, and the old keep was included in the construction of the new palace. The Margravian War was a feud led by Margrave Albrecht Alcibiades von Brandenburg-Kulmbach, and in the course of the fighting outside the town gates, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was destroyed. Just 800 meters west of here, on an island in Park Schöntal, you can see the picturesque ruins of the church. The archbishops of Mainz were electors and arch-chancellors of the empire and responsible for the election of the emperor. After the emperor, they held the highest rank in the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. Since the first quarter of the 13th century, they had used this town on the Main as their second residence, as would Bavarian King Ludwig I at a later date. This important function explains why Johann Schweikart made his palace one of the most beautiful and imposing examples of German Renaissance architecture. By 1803, its use as a residence for the archbishops had run its course after the decree known as the Reichsdeputationshauptschluss, a decree which dissolved the prince-bishoprics and monasteries, and an act of secularization and land redistribution. The town became the heart of the Principality of Aschaffenburg, then in 1806 the centre of what was known as the Prince-Primate State, and in 1810 the Grand Duchy of Frankfurt. In 1814 it became part of the Kingdom of Bavaria. The palace was badly damaged by bombs in the Second World War. In the middle of the 1960s it was restored. Its valuable artworks make it very well worth a visit. They include works by Lucas Cranach the Elder and Rubens, and painters of classical modernity such as Ernst Ludwig Kirchner and Christian Schad. A curiosity well worth seeing is an extensive collection of architectural models made of cork. Thanks for your attention. Aschaffenburg and History hope you have a pleasant stay. Tormis hopes you'll listen in again at some other location.